DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If we value truth more than appearances, we'll make better decisions. In 2012, an Australian research ship equipped with the latest navigational systems discovered that an island was missing. When they reached the location where their chart said a 15-mile-long island should be, they found only open ocean. The water was a mile deep. Apparently, some inaccurate old maps had been located in the ship's new computer system without being verified. So even though the island looked beautiful on their 3D color displays, it had never been there. Appearances can be deceiving. That's why Jesus said in John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. Jesus wants us to make decisions based on truth, not just on opinions and appearances. So what if today I take time to get my facts straight before I make up my mind? If we value truth more than appearances, we'll make better decisions, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we approach this last official night of summer. There still could be some isolated showers roaming around. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow and Sunday, look for widely scattered storms here and there. Many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature in the 70s, high temperature in the lower 90s. Now, some better rain chances start to pop up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as a frontal system approaches, especially later on in the week. High temperatures will be 90 or above. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Plus, when you go out of town, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now you can get concert tickets to your favorite shows at Ticket Shyster. At Ticket Shyster, we don't pretend to have a secret scalping program. We just overcharge you immediately when you buy tickets on our website. And don't forget, we'll slap an extra handling fee on each ticket. So when you think you're paying $50, you're actually paying $75. That's right, we pocket the extra $25 after we overcharge you for the original ticket. So don't go to ticket scalpers or trade desks. Getting screwed to see your favorite artist is just one click away. Ticket Shyster, keeping the ticket buying experience slimy right in front of your face.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the Friday on request edition of Happy Hour on Newstalk 93.1 FM. WACV. Our number is 27292. It's way for your favorites. And that's house. That's household also. You become a bomb over the big time. Hey, what is that?
And here they are.
Oh, my. And, of course,
Billy.
Rosie is here.
Woohoo!
Yeah, good to have you with us.
How you doing?
Good to be here.
Joey gets to sit at a guest mic now because
he's
kind enough to relieve him of the phone answering obligation.
Love talking to people.
If my eyes are not deceiving me, I think the market's had another good day. Yes, Dow up 86, almost 26,750. NASDAQ was a little bit off, but the markets aren't the story. The country's thriving. There's nothing but good economic news for America.
You know, I have to say, sitting in this position, I can monitor your internet activity and what you're actually looking at.
Turn that off. Turn it off. If you're going to sit there, you can turn it off.
No.
He's looking at happy news.
No, I want to see what you see.
You know, I really would prefer it on Friday. You know, usually there's no big deal. But this New York Times story about Mr. Rod the Rodent Rosenstein. The guy has the creepiest smile of any public official I've ever seen. I'd rather see him not smile. The only thing missing are large whiskers under his nose. He wanted to wear a wire into the Oval Office so they could plot to use the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump. Now, this is the New York Times. Aren't they the paper of record? Aren't they, all the news is fit to print?
Yeah. Correct you if you're wrong.
Most of the time it's all the that's fit to print, but that's another story. But if this is true, and I'm assuming it is.
Rosenstein denies it, but.
Yeah, well.
McCabe's the one who, it's in his notes.
Well, you know what?
And we know how truthful he is.
They're all singing like canaries because the thing that happened that really upset the apple cart for these guys is that Hillary Clinton didn't win. Otherwise, all of this, her Russian collusion with Fusion GPS, all of this deep state crap would have been buried with the rest of her turds, and nobody would know a damn thing about it. This is the kind of crap that goes on in third world countries with military. I mean, I wouldn't, if I'm Trump, I wouldn't let anybody in the Oval Office unless I was absolutely certain they were unarmed at this point. This is so wrong on so many levels. And I want to see where Jeff Sessions stands with all this. Because,
I believe he's working to take them all down. I really do.
I want to believe that. But this breaking today, this should at least call for his immediate suspension with pay until it's confirmed or unconfirmed. And that shouldn't take a whole lot of time. Just when you think you've seen the craziest, I also posted on Facebook, did you see they released the yearbook of the innocent Miss Christine Blasey Ford?
Mm-hmm.
Check out that story. Read it and share it. But her high school yearbook pretty much, the headline says, faculty approve racism, binge drinking, students, girls going to parties, costumed as bunnies and stuff. It's high school now.
So like most high schools in America in the 80s?
Yeah, but let's drop the crap that this girl...
Oh, well, fair
enough. Was oblivious to all this, had nothing to do with it, was just an innocent victim of an aggressive Brett Kavanaugh. And let's once again, I find myself, I've criticized them to no end. But Mitch McConnell says, enough. There's going to be a vote. So let's have it, and let's get it over with.
Well, I can guarantee you there's people out there who are delving deep into the background of both people.
Well, Kavanaugh's had three FBI investigations.
Yeah.
I mentioned this yesterday. I've mentioned it before. I have been investigated by the FBI. Once by coincidence and once purposefully because I was going to have proximity to Pope John Paul II. The first time, it just so happened that you may have heard me, Rosie. I know Joey knows this, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx! Really?
Yeah, the band.
You've
heard them, right?
Yes.
We had finished a tour in Florida. We were getting ready to fly back to Chicago. When we get to the airport, I turned in the rental car and I couldn't find my wallet. Or my ticket, or anything. The guys got very angry with me.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to buy another ticket. Of course, at that time, you didn't need the ID. There was no photo ID. Illinois driver's licenses did not have pictures in 1976, I think that was. And then, God, my life went so downhill over the following 12 months that in the middle of the following winter, early in 1977, there's a knock at the front door in the middle of a blizzard. I mean, there's like 2 feet of snow, and there's two guys in trench coats, and you know right away they're from the government.
Right.
They had the G-Man look and all that. And, hi, can I help you? And they opened their wallets. Yes, I'm so-and-so from Treasury. I'm so-and-so from the FBI. May we come in?
Hi, we're from the government, and we're here to help you.
Well, at first, I could have no idea. I mean, I was in such terrible shape, financially and every other way. Turned out that the rental car, when I turned it in, my license, my wallet had fallen into the vehicle, and the next people that rented it found it. And they said, have you seen any unusual activity on my credit cards? I said, I can't afford to pay them, so I haven't even looked at them. So I went and grabbed them in my Sears card and my, I had a Shell credit card, I think,
mm-hmm.
had thousands of dollars of charges.
Oh, my.
It was really bad. Everything was well beyond maxed out. And, of course, they were all in the collection phase. I was so depressed, I just threw the mail into a pile. Because there was nothing I could do about it. So they gave me a picture of a guy who did look a lot like me. And they said, we're here because this guy is a major drug smuggler. And we basically need to make sure that you're not him.
Wait, you were mistaken based just on looks for a major drug smuggler?
Yeah, in those days, all guys like me look like drug smugglers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I got pulled over at O'Hare Airport the day I went up for my brother's funeral. A couple of cops come up and say, you fit the profile of somebody on this flight from Fort Lauderdale that was supposed to be carrying drugs, do you mind if we search your luggage? Now, on another time, I might have had something I didn't want them to see, but I knew there was nothing they would find.
Sure.
I was more embarrassed because my luggage was packed so hastily, it's just, under the circumstances. So I let them look through it, and they said, fine. We appreciate your cooperation. That was it. So I put all my stuff back in and made the sad journey to my mom and dad's house. But I didn't go crazy on them. I just, okay.
Right.
There's nothing to see here. You won't find anything, so I got nothing to worry about. The FBI and Treasury guys, once they were sure that I was, they said, we're trying to find this guy because he's a major smuggler and he's stolen your identity. So, but I never heard from them again after that. I never found out if they found the guy and charged him or anything else. I was never asked to testify or sign a document or anything else. And then the third time was for the Pope, for the Papal Mass. And this is before the internet. And when the FBI, the Secret Service, and the Treasury Department again do a background check on you, it's very thorough.
Mm-hmm.
They went and checked my high school records. They went and contacted former classmates. I don't know if they got a hold of a yearbook, but I got calls from people saying, why is the FBI asking me about you? What did you do? I said, well, I haven't done anything. I said, I'm being investigated so I can MC the papal mass in September. Because this all started around April or May.
That doesn't sound believable. No, I know you did it. I've seen the photos. I'm just saying that if I'm one of your old high school buddies, it's like, Greg, why is the FBI calling me? No, I'm not in trouble. I'm just emceeing the papal mass.
You should see Greg's face. I wish we had TV cameras on.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with you. It's more like they needed an MC for
a papal mass. Yeah. That is funny.
It's hilarious.
When you think about it.
I wasn't hired to spin records. I was hired to provide information to the crowd about the weather, parking. And it was the most amazing thing because they had these towers of speakers covering a half square mile of the Florida International University campus. I'll never forget the first time when we did the test the previous day on the sound system. I couldn't believe it was like being God. My voice just not only filled not just the immediate area or even a stadium, because I've done stadium halftime show stuff.
Yeah.
And that's hard because you hear the echo. But this...
The whole community.
It startled me. And it just kept... And because the speakers went for blocks...
Wow.
I would hear my words continue to echo for many seconds after I said them.
Wow.
And you know what? They're still out there.
Yeah.
Reverberating in the cosmos.
Exactly.
Well, here's the point, and I can't say this with certainty, but when I was investigated, high school friends were contacted and asked about the kind of person I was in high school. I was a nerd. You know, other than getting suspended for giving Paula Koch that pass out of class.
Well, that was worth it.
No, it wasn't. No,
it wasn't.
I didn't get rewarded for that.
Are you sure it's Koch or Coke?
Koch.
Like the Koch brothers?
K-O-C-H, but it was Koch.
But pronounced Koch.
Yeah.
Paula Koch.
Paula Koch.
Hmm.
Yeah. Still beautiful.
And Paula wasn't worth it.
The pass wasn't worth it.
I didn't do it expecting anything to happen. I wasn't worthy of her. I just did it because I wanted to curry favor.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
You heard him say, Joey, he was a nerd, which I find hard to believe.
No, it's true. He was the head of the AV club, right?
No, you see, you can't even get my side. How many times have I told that stupid story? You can't even get that straight.
The papal mass?
I was on the AV team when I was a freshman because that's all freshmen could do.
Oh, okay.
I was editor of the school paper when I was a junior, vice president of my class, vice president of student council.
Yeah, I forgot. That's much better.
Destined for
hot for Paula Koch. That's all they got on me.
Now, is the papal mass the one where you were worried about your belly bloat, so you took all those...
No.
That was
the Dolly Parton concert.
Get your story straight, Joey.
It's almost like I'm doing this on purpose.
I got to Google this now.
What are you Googling?
Papal mass.
Papal mass.
Yeah, to see if the story isn't online somewhere.
The papal election of 1254. Did you ever see that?
What?
The papal election of 1254. That popped up in the Google results. Must have been like Pope Gregory. Maybe that's why it popped up.
I'm going to find this.
Papal.
I have to defend my honor.
No, I'm not. I don't doubt you. I've seen the photos. I will testify that you are telling the truth.
Happy hour. Why does that come up?
I wish somebody had...
Because your name's in the search.
Mm.
I wish somebody had a picture of you sitting in the throne.
Yeah, that one right there. Click on that. I think that'll have it. And he wasn't supposed
there
to sit
there. He is. I saw his face. Even from a distance, I would recognize you.
All right.
Hmm.
Because
there he is.
No, there's got to be what happened to Susan Woody.
That's one of the
Why
top.
Why does it come up under a search to me? Who cares?
Bite me.
Well, you were a team for a while.
That's hilarious.
You need
now,
to,
let me see this.
You need to play that bit.
No, folks, what we're looking at is searches related to Greg Budell to host Papal Mass 1987. And there's Greg Budell Facebook, Greg Budell Sticks. Greg Budell and Joey. Nice.
Yeah, how about that?
And then what happened to Susan Woody?
The FBI is looking into that.
Yeah.
All right, around 3:30, I need you to help Rosie reach out to El Jalisco.
I know how to use a phone. I'm going to pull an Emily on you here.
I did not mean to infer that.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Proud to have him as a sponsor. And I am specifically asked, until I'm told otherwise, to acquaint you with the options you have available under $10,000. And it's so easy to shop on their website because they have everything sorted out by make and model or by the price range you're shopping in. And available, look at that beautiful 2016 Chevy Impala. That car looks like it just rolled off the showroom floor. What's important is that everything in this category guarantees you three things: a good vehicle history and a body that looks like it's brand new, a nice, clean, pristine interior, and an engine that has been thoroughly vetted. I mean, the mandate to the mechanics at Jack Ingram's: find us a reason to not resell this car, and if you can't, then we'll consider it if it meets all the other criteria.
Ooh, a 2012 Mini Cooper Countryman?
Yeah.
Manual? Oh, that is
I'm surprised
car.
That's still there.
That's a cool car.
It's a 2012. That's very reasonable mileage. 114 on a car that long. Oh, and the Jeep Liberty, $4,800. Red. What a hot little starter car for somebody that offers great safety features. And knowing people that have owned Liberties, they're pretty economical, too, on their own. So you got a whole bunch of options there. Stop by and see Tip Tames. Have the most unused car-like shopping experience of your life at Jack Ingram, 235 North Eastern Bypass, or online with dozens of photos on everything that they've had the chance to put the photos up on. JackIngram.com.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
KISS announces their End of the Road Farewell Tour.
And this time, they really, really mean it.
In fact, I am the announcer in this commercial, and I am begging KISS, hang it up, please. Enough of you guys. Don't screw with me again. You've had me announce a bunch of farewell tours before, only to come back for another one and make me look like
a total moron.
I am begging you, just end it. If I'm doing another commercial for a KISS End of the Road 2 tour a year from now, I swear to God, I'll punch Gene Simmons right in his fat face.
That's the KISS End of the Road Farewell Tour.
Now I have to go tell the world that the retired Motley Crue is back recording again. God, I hate my job.
Now that we have the transmitter on, you can call us at 272-9228. Anything about Maroon 5 being picked for the Super Bowl? I'm going to watch. But
that could be it. Could be good. Mm-hmm. I have to say, Maroon 5 live can be really awesome.
I have never seen them live. I'm not dissing their music either. I won't be watching the Super Bowl.
Fair enough.
or the halftime show. In fact, you know what the last halftime show I watched was Prince.
He ripped the... Well, there was no roof. But that was an amazing halftime show, and I don't think I'm just being a homer or a mark for Prince. I thought that was epic.
Nor am I saying that just to impress you, to regain lost credibility.
You didn't lose any credibility.
I can't find any online evidence that I hosted the papal mass.
It's fine that you sat in the Pope's chair. You showed me, you pulled out your
big... We believe you.
Your tub. You pulled out the big Tupperware tub, and you showed me the photos. I've seen the evidence.
That's right. There is a picture of me sitting in the Pope's chair, which was illegal. Not legal. I just wasn't supposed to do it.
Do you remember the story from the Prince halftime show where they call him before the day before the Super Bowl? They're like, we are looking on the forecast here, and we're pretty sure it's going to rain. His response was, can you make it rain harder? And it just worked perfectly.
Will it be purple?
No, and it ended up being purple because the whole stadium was lit up purple. Rain's coming down. I mean, he doesn't even do... Two of the songs aren't even his. He does All Along the Watchtower and then Best of You by Hendrix and then Best of You by the Foo Fighters. And it's just... He's just putting on a great concert in the middle of that show. And it's one of the better ones in memory for me. And I had a lot of texts that night. It's weird.
I'm sure you did.
Anytime something happens with Prince, people text me because they know.
They know you love him.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know?
New album dropped today.
Oh, the...
Piano and a Microphone. 1983.
How many of those have you ordered?
I haven't ordered the vinyl yet. I can stream it, and I haven't done it yet. But it's really cool. It's an intimate thing. It's just him recording in his home at a piano. Really cool stuff.
By the way, there is... Rich is kind of... There's nothing of any immediate urgency for us as far as the tropics, but there's another system... That has the potential to hit the same area that Florence did.
Oh, no.
That would not be good.
No, it would not.
Otherwise, most of the stuff is way the hell out there, and one is a fish storm.
That's good.
272-9228, who we have on the line?
Red Top.
Red Top, good afternoon.
Are you Catholic, Greg?
I am not.
Oh, Joey, no Catholic would dare sit in the Pope's chair, would they?
Joey would.
I'd sit in the Pope's chair, but I'm kind of edging for the position of a devil's advocate.
Oh, no. I ain't going to sit in the Pope's chair. That's asking for trouble.
Well.
I knew he wasn't Catholic, whatever he said. He tried to sat in the Pope's chair.
First of all, it wasn't like a regal, comfortable throne. It was a cement block seat.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, there are park benches that are...
Unthrone-like.
It looked like when it was a big, white, cement block thing.
No, but let me ask you, Greg, would you be culturally Catholic? Like, did your folks go to Catholic?
I've been to more Catholic services than any others.
Okay.
Including that girl that I deliberately got baptized to see.
Hey, the Pope's chair is probably 1,000 years old. I'd step it up a little after that time myself, wouldn't you? But can I mention Ticketmaster?
Can you?
Are you guys? Let me make a point about Ticketmaster.
Yes.
And I remember seeing Styx at the Omni in Atlanta. I might have seen them there twice.
Mm-hmm.
Were you with them on tour when they came to the Omni in Atlanta? You probably were, weren't you?
No, I did not tour with them or make any. The only places I traveled to them were L.A. or Miami.
I got you.
And St. Louis.
At the time. This would have been in the 70s and early 80s. Concert tickets were $15.50 to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
From Zeppelin, yes, it didn't matter.
Right.
And then Ticketmaster stepped in. And I remember this very clearly. Tickets went up $5 to $20. And then in the early 80s, or might have been in the later 80s, Ticketmaster got the contract for all concert ticket sales in the United States. They immediately went up to $35, and they've been going up ever since. And the pisser about this, guys, is the artist doesn't get a dime of this. The artist didn't get any more money just because Ticketmaster gets three times as much. They just had a monopoly on the business.
Yeah,
so.
Generally, the bands, most, especially those that don't produce their own shows, and that is a monumental project that we tried to do. We created a company called Super 7 Productions. That was the five band members, me, and the road manager. So we could So we could make the money on the shows and them, and we were so over our heads that last.
Yeah, people don't realize when a big rock group goes on the road, the band pays for everything: T-shirts, the works.
Yeah.
And when the tour is over, if you made money, then you made money. If not, the record company would charge you back to your butt, wouldn't they?
That is correct.
Yeah, they were a nasty bunch to deal with. Although we have no music business now. That was destined to happen because the artists were getting screwed so bad. Can I put in a request for a song?
Of course.
Man of the House.
What? Man of the House.
Man of the House. You mean the man song?
Yeah, the man song, I guess.
I don't take it. No crap from anybody else that you. Sure. We'll get that on.
Thank you very much, folks. Roll Tide, go Trump.
All right. Now, again, if you would like to be entered in our next Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing for a full-size party tray of wings and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea, just let us know your month and date of birth. That next drawing will take place Wednesday when we start the show. Hang on while I find the man song before I forget. You know how it is with me being so old.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring up the age thing.
I beat you to it. The man song. All right. It is ready. It is 3:33. We will get our first look at the roads. I was shocked. I got my birthday present today from Miss Ritterbuttle. It's a screen door that leads out to the patio.
Yeah.
And when the weather gets cold, I can leave it, you know, open the inside door and let the cold air come in and, you know, freshen up the house. And we need some. I think we need some assistance here. I'm going to put you on hold, folks, if you're calling in, and we'll get your names in a minute. Let's head down to the traffic dungeon and see if the rain has left any residual messes.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. There is a police chase southbound 65. It's just past Clanton. The guy four-cornered the spike strip, so it's no longer a high-speed pursuit, I wouldn't think. But they're around the 197-mile marker. In fact, getting an update now, they're just passing the 194. Been chasing him ever since up around Birmingham, and it is just a big mess. They're down around mile marker 192 now, calling in for air support. So if you're up in that area on 65 southbound, get out of the way, because the police have a situation going on there. You don't know how dangerous it's going to be until they get it contained. 85 north at Taylor, there is an accident with injury in that location, so be careful there as well. Enroll now for the mini-term at Trenum State Community College. Admissions and financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin on October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and we're raising money for American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign. Get a barbecue plate free with a donation every Friday in September from 11 to 1 at the Vance Law Firm.
This is Weeks on this line here. Weeks.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I'm looking forward to the fall coming up here in about a week or so, right?
Rich said he would get me a cold front for my birthday, and I'm holding him to
that. Isn't that just fantastic?
Yeah.
That is such a nice present. That is just great. I was going to request U-Haul Sigmund Zeeble.
Sure.
A good one.
Yeah, that's probably one of the better ones. They're so good. I just love every single one of them.
You'll hear that before 4 o'clock.
Come to Jamaica.
Now, I don't know if I'm eligible for Baumhauer's. I won one of the last sweepstakes.
In the previous Big Shot.
Yes.
This is a brand new one. This is Big Shot 2, the sequel.
Well, then 11-12.
Okay,
got you down.
You're in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, King Mumnut on the line.
Hey, my birthday's 10-9. I want to be a Big Shot.
I thought we already got you in this week's drawing.
Not this week.
I can't remember that. I still want to be one.
We got you.
But anyway, I got an announcement.
Yes.
Stan Hope Elmore High School, Millbrook, Alabama homecoming tonight. They will be recognizing my daughter as a senior band member. Please come.
I'm sure if it's homecoming, it'd probably be well attended anyway, right?
I hope so.
Your daughter is playing?
Yeah, she'd be playing clarinet.
All righty. I'm not consider it done. Anything we can play for you?
Okay. I want to hear the day in the life of a woman.
Okay, what is that?
1 minute inside a woman's head.
1 minute inside a woman's head.
No, this is the one that's set to the William Tell Overture song.
Oh, Song for Moms. Okay.
Song for Moms, yeah.
That's what that's called for future reference. Okay, I'm getting it out. We'll play it. Thank you for the call. All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll get your local news. Rich's forecast, which actually now can officially, for the first time in like forever, include some rain. And your request, 272-9228.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama's unemployment rate is holding steady at 4.1%. That's slightly worse than the rate from a year ago and is also higher than the U.S. rate of 3.9%. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore held a news conference to argue in favor of student-led prayers at public high school football games. Blount County officials recently decided to ban those prayers after a complaint from a group that promotes a separation of church and state. But Moore says the students' rights don't come from the state, they come from God. Millbrook police arrested another man in connection with several business and vehicle burglaries. Authorities say 36-year-old James Holly broke into three separate businesses and vehicles outside each location. He is being held in the Elmore County Jail. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now we have your attention. Rosie says we have a couple of calls about a wreck on 85.
Yes, Kevin and Ed called in to say that there is a bad wreck on I-85 at the Taylor Road exit. If you're coming from Montgomery going towards Auburn, traffic is backed up. Very bad accident. So take an alternate route.
Okay. Thank
you. This is Eldon on line 3.
Eldon, good afternoon to you.
How are you?
A little inside out at the moment, but I'll settle down.
I can tell. I was listening the other afternoon, and I was on a piece of equipment, and I couldn't have called you. It was too loud. But you were talking about cool clothes, you know, wicking clothes. I think Joey had mentioned Duluth Trading Company has absolutely the best clothes I've ever worn in my life, and I mean this stuff lasts. So check Duluth out if you never have.
Are they the ones with the special underwear?
Well, they are. Everything I've ever ordered from them was phenomenal. The work pants, the fire hose pants. I mean, you can't wear this stuff out. I mean, it lasts and lasts and lasts. Anyway.
All righty. Would you like to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
I have been, and I'm let somebody else win. I caught it on my birthday about last year, actually, and it was awesome. So, let somebody else get it.
All right, thanks for the call, and have a good weekend. Miss Pine Level.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to, if you can play this, I want to request the thing you played yesterday about, I think his name was Scarborough, about all the investigations about the investigation.
Oh, that's Andrew Klavan. Yes.
Can you play that?
Sure. It's called Klavan Investigates. Anytime you want to hear it.
Okay. If you'll kind of announce when you're going to play that, because I want to record it for my friend.
Let's see. I can't give you a specific time. Probably after 4:00.
All right, I'll be listening.
All right, thank you. And by the way, it'll be on the podcast, so if you miss it, we can always give you the time it played, and you can look it up once the podcast is uploaded. At 3:41, boy, steam rising off the pavement after this rain. Mm. First rain in days. Hot, humid, your AC is probably saying, hey, I didn't have to work this hard last year at this time. What's going on? Yeah, it is a good time to join Clark's Club and make sure that your system isn't being worn to a frazzle, because the 90-degree heat and humidity is going to continue. Get the best in the business. And by that, I mean not only the most talented heating and AC professionals, the best plumbers, but people who, as human beings, have been thoroughly background checked, have been agree as part of their employment contract with Clark's to be drug tested on an ongoing basis, just to add that extra level of security. So there's never any question about who's going into people's homes and the job that they're going to do once they're inside. You know, you don't have to be a trained... Well, I took body language in college.
Yeah.
Before I dropped out. And body... So, I you know, y'all have good intuition. You know, you can sense the goodness in people. You'll get that the first time you have any contact with anybody from Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. So we say, for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125. Alabama certification number is 99004, and you can find out more at clarkcomfort.com. Now let's get sometimes...
Adorable.
Sometimes this morning...
Incorrigible.
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now, offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we approach this last official night of summer. There still could be some isolated showers roaming around. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow and Sunday, look for widely scattered storms here and there. Many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature in the 70s, high temperature in the lower 90s. Now, some better rain chances start to pop up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as a frontal system approaches, especially later on in the week. High temperatures will be 90 or above. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Plus, when you go out of town, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
This fall, change your grass for the better with 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed at the Home Depot. Scott's feeds your lawn now to build strong, deep roots this winter and lush, green grass next spring. Fall's the time to do it, and now's the time to save. With savings on Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed, 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the Montessori family.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Some of you have mocked me when I say I go down to check traffic. I just did, and it's very, very slow on northbound 85 behind our building, and I have a feeling it's connected to the earlier wreck reported at the Taylor Road exit on northbound 85.
Yes, and Kevin called in and said that they caught the guy that they were doing the high-speed chase.
Oh.
Or they caught him a quarter mile south of the 181 exit. So he has been apprehended. And also there is an accident on the Atlanta Highway westbound in front of Frazier.
Westbound in front of Frazier. Well, that's a busy place.
Yes, very.
So there's a lot of stuff going on out there. We'll watch it all for you. And, of course, in the news, this afternoon we learned that Rod Rosenstein wanted to wear a wire to try and entrap our president, our duly elected president, using the 25th Amendment. Now, he may be a little bit, over the top at times. He is not, he is who he is. But I like the condition our country is in right now. I like the fact that not only is the economy thriving, but I don't actually give a rat's ass if other countries around the world are upset because we pulled out of an agreement or we're trying to stop getting bent over and screwed by other countries like NATO and all of them. So the fact that I just don't like him. A, that's not grounds for impeachment. And that's certainly not grounds for the deputy assistant director of the FBI to wear a wire to try and trap him. This is the stuff that third world nations are made of, and we are not a third world country. We might have been had we elected you know who, because we were going in that direction under Obama. This can't happen. And I want to see Jeff Sessions take care of it today. Suspend him. Suspend him until we find out for sure whether he was involved in this plot. I'm tired of it. What are you doing all day? Get out of the bathroom. Dr. Sigmund, by request.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway north on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
because
that.
We are leaving, and can I speak manager, please?
Sure.
Good.
U-Haul,
speak manager.
You don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello, yeah. Are you supervisor?
I am.
Good. This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. And I talked to you, a very, very rude employee man, about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States except to Canada because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
I tried to explain to you, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks out of the States.
Explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife is the American wife, Susie, And the American, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States. Okay?
There's freeway from Miami that goes to the next city.
Okay, you have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one law.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders here. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
I'm the man.
And you're the man.
You know what would make me a happy man today? If by the time the show is over, Rod Rosenstein is fired as Deputy Attorney General because Trump has all the evidence he needs to do that. And, if McConnell got the Senate together and voted to confirm Kavanaugh, and let them have their hissy fit. They're gonna piss and moan and cry and whine, and everybody's going to die because that's their answer to everything. We're all going to die. Nobody's going to die. And we'll have a really great justice on the Supreme Court.
That's right.
I think this woman is full of crap. That's just my opinion. What do I know? I'm just a hard show toast. I have no influence. Papa B.
You know, that would make my day, too, if Rod Rosenstein got fired today.
I can't stand him.
I think I would get a lot of relief, man. I'd have to stop. I could stop taking Tylenol and ibuprofen at the same time.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When you think FBI, or theatrical term, you think of Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Mueller looks like he has the type to run the FBI, or even Fat Face Comey, the clown. But Rosenstein doesn't look like he. I can't imagine him as a field agent.
I'm telling you. Well, Greg, I wanted to hear a voice of reason and deliberation, so this question's not for you. It's for Rosie.
Uh-oh.
I happily accede to your wish.
Okay. Rosie, what is your take on this Dr. Ford? I want to hear what you think about the accusation and the accuser of Judge Kavanaugh.
Well, I think it's politically motivated. I think all the cries about it's too soon. We can't get it together this soon, but they've been preparing for over a month to do this. She took a lie detector test. She talked to the attorney. She sent a letter. It's all been going on for over the last 2 months, but now it's too soon. I just think it's politically motivated.
Well, thank you very much for that. And let me ask you one other question here. I refuse to believe that women across this country are so stupid that they can't see through this.
They're not.
Okay. This polling data that I've heard of seems to suggest that they're willing to give some sort of deference to her. And do you think that they actually are, or do you think not?
Well, I think that you have to take any kind of an accusation like that seriously. But then you have to weigh it, you know, on the basis of everything else that's going on also. And I think it's so obvious that it's politically motivated. I think it's the last stand because they don't want him elected. And they're doing everything they can to see that he doesn't get elected. So,
well, I appreciate that. It makes me feel better that I'm not the only one that thinks that. Greg, I know you think that. But I appreciate you having a voice of reason on the show with you, Greg. It means a lot.
She is a voice of reason.
Well, thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Now, the reason I keep bringing up my FBI investigation, if they went far enough back to talk to my high school classmates, I'm assuming they do the same thing when they're
investigating. Absolutely.
So if this story didn't turn up in three investigations.
Exactly.
Why? Now, we obviously know, especially given her politics, what they're trying to do. And now, if he's confirmed, they're already plotting on how to remove him from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, why do we need a fourth investigation?
Because what we don't get, those of us who are conservatives, they don't let up. They never take their foot off the gas for a second. And if you weren't here, Rosie, I'd be using a word that wouldn't be very nice.
I'm glad I'm here.
Doug.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm no fan of Rosenstein, but I did read that New York Times article, and they did contact him, and about two-thirds of the way down the story, you'll see the part where he says, I have never at any time seen President Trump exhibit anything that would make me think that we needed to invoke the 25th Amendment. That was his only comment on this article.
Yeah, I've seen that comment before, but why? This is the New York Times, a newspaper that openly hates the president. They're the one that are taking the lead on this. And now, of course, NBC is saying, oh, he was just joking. Can you imagine if somebody had made that joke about Obama? Their lynching, their public hanging would have already taken place. Do you want to be Obama's big shot, Doug?
Yes, please. 1229.
1229. Thanks for the call. Barbara is on the line. We got to ask her to wait. We have a lot going on the roads. We'll get Fox News at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Serious accident on 85 northbound. It's got traffic backed up between Taylor Road and the Boulevard. In fact, it's moving toward Perry Hill Road as we speak, so be very careful there. You might want to jump off on Perry Hill Road and take an alternate route of Atlanta Highway or Vaughan Road around that accident. Also, up on 65 southbound, some major stuff going on up there with a police pursuit. That is terminated. They four-pointed the guy with spikes.